Hello, our friends, Evolutionary Energy Arts family, Hearts Home family, Ye Arts family.
Hello, hello, hello.
And so, guys, we're going to be covering a little bit more of just the Earth, quote-unquote, changes this morning. Make sure you are subscribed to all three channels. And while we're at it, we want to thank everybody for your support over at Patreon and Ko-Fi as well. We see here, very close to the Mississippi River, as you're looking at the Mississippi River, and up here, we're looking at Arkansas, this Louisiana. This is Rolling Fork, Mississippi, and right above it, Anguilla. Massive, massive damage due to tornadoes last night. This one tornado, what they were calling a wedge tornado, literally, I heard reports of it being a mile across. That is massive.
Yeah, I mean, that's pretty good. I'm looking at this and I can feel all the energy. It's pretty powerful, pretty frightening.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, 2 years ago, we spent quite a bit of time over in Mississippi camping in our little 19-foot trailer that doesn't weigh a heck of a lot. We did watch a tornado form directly over our head and then saw that it had caused a lot of damage just a mile away. As you see, before and after, you know, that was a nice brick home and it's just a pile of rubble. You know, there's 23 people that have lost their lives due to the storms last night as they rolled through, and it started out in Texas in the Dallas area. There's a lot of flooding on through everywhere from Texas to, you know, eastern Texas, northeastern in particular, to Arkansas, Louisiana, and Mississippi, and others. And again, this weather is heading more eastbound. Man, it is just... oh, it looks like a war zone. You know, if you didn't say it was tornado and you were saying, oh, look what happened over in Ukraine last night, this, you would believe this.
I know. I mean, this is just absolutely insane. And, you know, sending love and protection out to all of our family members. I did check on the ones that I can get a hold of. And so far, I think everybody's okay, but there's a lot of people who are not. So let's send our good intentions there.
Now, this is Bryant, Arkansas. This is just a little bit south of Little Rock, and look at all the flooding. There's a lot of flooding in Arkansas. But, you know, gets you thinking, all this always gets me thinking about Tataria and about what have we gone through in the past. Look at this building. Record floods, huh? Whoa, look at 1890. 1876, 1805, 1940, 1926, 2010. They keep adding on. I don't know where this is, but it I'm wondering, I don't know, where is this? But, you know, somebody said Tewksbury. Yeah, interesting, interesting. It really is fascinating. Long track violent tornado hits Mississippi. Now, the update at the moment is 23 people. Could be more because, as you've seen, there's just so much utter destruction and rubbish everywhere piled around. It's really, really scary when you have these type of circumstances. I've been around multiple tornadoes in my life, and yes, they are absolutely... Well, we do our mantras, yeah. You know, pray mantras. That's what we do. And we envision a dome of protection over us. And, you know, this is just so, so sad. There's numerous people aiding in the search and going through. Obviously, so many people lost their lives. This person said, I thought I was dead. I totally, totally get it. Now, you know, I've been through hurricanes too, and I've evacuated for hurricanes. And the thing with a tornado is kind of like the unpredictability of, you know, they could be on one side of the road, then cross and change direction and comes straight towards you. So when we look at power outages, now these are due to the storms that we're talking about. 14,822 people out in Mississippi, Alabama, 19,800, 40,000 plus out in Tennessee, and then up in Ohio, 15,000 out, and almost 15,000 out in PA. California at the moment, 11,000 out. Boy, fascinating to see. I was seeing reports of the winds coming off the Pacific blowing out in both San Francisco and San Diego windows from high-rise buildings. Both. I mean, they're so far apart. California's so long, right? As an East Coast person, when you really think about it, it's like you're traveling from about Savannah, Georgia, all the way up to, like Connecticut. California is such a long state. And when you think about the winds and the storms that we've seen over in California, they've been incredibly powerful too. And Cindy's been getting reports from her brother, just to go back here a second. Now, again, her brother lives up in Idaho, but makes the track down in Nevada to see family. And he was saying he's never seen so many 18-wheelers rolled over ever in his life. And he spent most of his life between these states.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that was really, really strange, the amount of rollovers. And yes, there was ice on the roads, but we were also getting reports of wind, and that's not uncommon. But what is uncommon is running into that many. I think the count is 5, and he did get out and use his first aid kit and assist someone that just was, their truck had flipped, looked like maybe about 3 times. It was awful.
Yeah, and Cindy's brother is that guy that, if you ever are watching like a zombie apocalypse movie, he's the guy that you say, I want to be around him. I'm going to go with him, because he's got like all the skills that you want to survive a zombie apocalypse.
Yeah, but the guy wouldn't let him do stitches, so.
Okay. Yeah, and the kids are playing a little roughhouse behind us here. Okay, powerful tornado leaves a trail of destruction. This is in Punjab's Fazilka district. This is over in India again. No fatalities over here, but another massive tornado. Spring is the time when we typically do get the most violent weather because of the changing patterns and that, rotating effect of the earth, which, as we've shared with you guys, is not how it always was. There was a time when the earth wasn't at 23.5 degrees and didn't go through the wobble. And we also get that there will be a time when that's actually corrected. And that's something that makes us a little bit different. Some of you may say a little bit out there, but some of you are a little bit out there too.
Indeed.
Indeed. It's good in these times to be a little bit out there. You don't want to be in the middle of the mainstream in these times. Tornado damages 5 buildings, 17 vehicles in New Zealand as well. So as we can see, the weather has been very, very intense. This was on the South Island and did a lot of destruction. Now, that Minnesota power plant that we were talking about, that leaked radioactive water, well, they found another leak, so they've shut it down again. I'll leave you guys to make your comments on that one. For sale mansions in L.A., bargain prices. Millionaire home sellers are slashing prices and sweetening deals this week in Los Angeles, eager to move their properties off the market before a new real estate tax aimed squarely at the rich goes into effect on April 1st. So, 5.5% tax on properties above the 10 million mark, so they're trying to liquidate them as soon as possible. And of course, we know California is the number one state that people seem to be moving out of. New York, right there with them. Those are number one and number two. And again, it's for more than one reason. I think the writing is truly, truly on the wall, as, lots of properties are hitting the market now. But at the same time, it is the more remote properties that seem to be moving pretty good. Oh, my gosh. Look at John Fetterman. In only 3 weeks, it's a miracle. He had a total head replacement. I mean, we've seen the same thing with Trudeau and Number 46. There's videos. I'll see if I could dig it up. Of 46, two different speeches like yesterday didn't even look remotely the same. I mean, it looked totally didn't even have the same energy. And yeah, it's just kind of crazy, but people are catching on. People are catching on. Same guy, huh? And then we have the heroes in this world that risk their own lives. And there are people like that. These trying times are really going to test our souls, and we're going to see what we're made of. And you're going to see the real heroes stand out and do whatever they can to help others. And then we'll also have the ones that just simply take a lot of chaos and havoc and add to it.
I know. I mean, this is great. This guy is helping this pup, and with these heroes that really put their life on the line, you know, whether it's a puppy, a kitten, a bunny, a child, an adult, they all give the same love and care. And that's looking at the beautiful parts of this world.
And this reminds me of a kid when we got, massive storms. I would go put an inner tube in the local river, which was usually knee to waist deep, and it would be a raging torrent, and I'd have a blast. Now, kids don't listen to me and don't do what I did, but this looks like a lot of fun.
That does look like a lot of fun. And these days, you can't just really go down to your local creek anymore because it's probably polluted, but that's a lot of fun. And then I was looking at this today thinking, you know, he is the built-in baby gate, but if this were the case in our house, they would all be in on getting past it. But this is adorable. You know, our pets do understand our children, and they do know that they have a job as a protector and a guardian, and this is just a witness to that. Isn't that cute?
Yeah, and I marvel too, 'cause they always like wait and look forward to Sassy coming off the bed because she's the only spoiled one that gets to go on the bed because she is 12 pounds. So when she gets off in the morning and she comes down and greets the two pups, it's always like a big thing. And they just like right now, Sita's basically hugging her, and Sassy's preening her. The gentleness, it's just something to watch, you know, because Sassy's 12 pounds and Rama's 110 and Sita's like 90. And they just, they just treat her with the utmost respect. But that's what, it's something that we should all, try to build up in our lives is that having a little more respect for those and that can't. And I know, 99.9% of you guys totally get it. It's just, for the rest of the world out there that hasn't caught on yet.
Definitely, definitely. So, our pets are truly our angels, and it is a Native American lore that it is our pets that allow us to cross the Rainbow Bridge.
Thank you. As always, guys, stay prepared out there. Much love. God bless and namaste.
Namaste.